Good morning, everybody. Can I invite you all to think of something which may be a little bit outside of the box at the moment? That is going on a holiday. You're going to a destination that is beautiful and friendly, with good food, music, and wonderful weather. You study the holiday brochures. You look online at all the recommendations of the best restaurants, best things to do, and how to really make the most of your trip. You become focused on your holiday. Life is stressful at work and home, so the holiday will be wonderful, something to look forward to. At the end of it, you may not even want to come home. You become so focused on the holiday that you count down the days, assemble your packing. One website I looked at suggested that there are 85 essential things to take on a holiday. I'm clearly not packing well enough. You might work tirelessly at a bikini-ready body, or indeed a six-pack. You may have a haircut, prepare your holiday wardrobe and your holiday reading, and then you tell all your friends where you're going and that you're really looking forward to it. It's fun planning and looking forward to a holiday, such that it permeates so much of what we do in the time preparing for it. You begin to look at life through the focused lens of a holiday. In this passage, Paul is inviting us to look at life not through the lens of a temporary holiday, but through the heavenly and eternal lens. To fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. What is not seen is eternal. This is a huge challenge to us. We live in a world where there is a constant battle for our hearts and minds. News channels, social media, various causes and movements, some worthy, others not so worthy, all wanting us to join in their perspective and see life through their lens. Life can become very complicated. There is so much choice as to whom to join, who to follow, and who is telling the truth. It can all be quite overwhelming. Wouldn't it be so much simpler to see life through one lens, the heavenly and loving lens of God, so that we see the world around us through his lens and allow that perspective to affect every thought, action, and decision we make? With the help of our daughter, Lauren, I'm very proud to announce that I managed to navigate my way around Instagram. And here are a few mugshots showing the same face, mine, through different lenses. And the last one is my particular favourite. What a difference a lens makes. I'm not sure that any of these are particularly flattering. I think there goes my Instagram career. It's just as well I'm not proud as well, isn't it? But I don't think Instagram does a lens for the eternal perspective. Maybe that's too difficult. But let's just think for a few minutes what an eternal lens on life would look like. And I don't mean the physical picture, but how it might change our outlook on life. An eternal perspective puts everything in its place. It brings calm. It settles anxiety. It brings a new perspective as to how we spend our time, our money, and our talents. An eternal perspective brings joy and peace to the here and now, brings hope for a future, helps us to look forward with positive expectation rather than backwards with regret. In the same way as going on a holiday focuses our thinking, so the heavenly lens of life informs all who we are and all that we do. It's good to remember the words of Isaiah. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For those of us who wear glasses, we have to go to the optician every year or two, have our eyes checked, and usually the prescription changes. With our new glasses, our vision improves. Everything comes into a better focus. We also have to look after our glasses, keeping them clean regularly and keeping them free of scratches. But most importantly, for them to work, we have to wear them. Life for me is a blur first thing in the morning until my trusted aids have been put on. So it is with our heavenly perspective on life. We need to care for our spiritual lenses by prayer and reading the Bible, beginning to understand the world through the heavenly lens. And then we need to put our spiritual lenses on. They won't make a difference unless we actually incorporate them into our lives. C.S. Lewis once said, "If you read history, you will find that Christians who did the most for the present world were precisely those who thought the most of the next." It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become ineffective. We can become directionless without a heavenly perspective. What lenses do you see life through? Do you see it through the lens of fear, frustration, boredom, anger, judgment, inferiority, despair, to name but a few? Or do you see it through God's lenses, seeing it with love, potential, compassion, and hope? Joni Erickson-Tada, at the age of 18, had a disastrous diving accident, which left her paralysed from the shoulders down. She writes, "Looking down at my problems from heaven's perspective, trials looked extraordinarily different. When viewed from its own level, my paralysis seemed like a huge, impassable wall. But when viewed from above, the wall appeared as a thin line, something that could be overcome. It was, I discovered with delight, a bird's eye view. It was the view of Isaiah 40, verse 31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." A heavenly lens on Joni's paralysis certainly renewed her strength. As I said at the beginning, we can find it easy to focus on a holiday perspective and make sure we do everything needed to get ready. This shows we can do it. So even more so, let's make sure that we have a heavenly perspective, and let's make a visit to our heavenly optician to update and give us new spiritual lenses so that we can have a clearer and more focused eternal view of the world. And let's keep those lenses regularly renewed in prayer and scripture. And let's keep wearing them so that we can be effective in our vision with God's perspective at its heart. Amen.